Presenting the third in the series of the exclusive broadcast of the complete second annual All-American Jazz Concert from New York, New Orleans, and Los Angeles. That theme melody, Things Ain't What They Used to Be, brings on another half hour of jazz from the Los Angeles Philharmonic Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, where Duke Ellington, his orchestra, and outstanding jazz soloists are bringing the broadcast portion of the concert to a close. And here once again, your master of ceremonies, Danny Kaye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Danny Kaye again, and I want to turn you over to someone who is best known. He's a great actor, but he was also an outstanding composer, and he's going to honor one of his distinguished contemporaries. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you. On behalf of Esquire, I want to make a double presentation to an artist who won two prizes, as the Gold Award Arranger and also as leader of the Gold Award Orchestra, Mr. Duke Ellington. Duke, I should also like you to accept those other bonds and awards for the men in your band who are individual winners. Johnny Hodges, Alto Saxophone. Lawrence Brown, trombone. Harry Carney, baritone saxophone. And Ray Nance, violin.
Mr. Barrymore, ladies and gentlemen, the orchestra and myself truly appreciate this marvelous gesture. We'd like to play now a number featuring Johnny Hodges on the alto saxophone. The Mood to Be Wooed.
The next item on our program features one of America's greatest song stylists, and the award will be made to her by one of America's immortal song creators, our own Jerome Kern.
I'm having such a grand time listening to the music that I don't want to hold up the speaker. I'd just like to hand over the Esky and the War Bond to the young lady who was the vocal winner on the poll this year, Miss Billie Holiday.
That hurts and mocks. I'm standing alone by the desolate docks. In the still and the chill of the night, I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn come at all? Make it light. I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? In search of my love, and I'm covered by a star. bow. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing, oh, how I am. Where are you? Have you forgotten? Will you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me?
You know, I think it's about time. I think it's about time I did a little more awarding myself. I just managed to sneak away with two of these statuettes and war bond. I want to turn them over to the gold award winners on guitar and drums. Al Casey and Sidney Catlett. And by the way, Sidney has a double celebration tonight. This is his birthday. Want me?
It says here, thanks, Danny. Casey and I are going to join Duke for a few choruses on Honeysuckle Rose.
If you get a chance to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what time it was.
You can read it now. Ooh. Me? Oh, thanks, Danny. No, this isn't me. Where am I?
Thank you, Danny.
That's very
Casey odd. And I are going to join for a few courses on Honeysuckle Rose.
That's my boy.
And also, incidentally, it's your birthday tomorrow, and I'd like to thank you.
Well, thank you.
And wish
very
you a happy
much.
Birthday.
Thank
tomorrow.
You, Sidney. Thank you.
And now that the nationwide broadcast portion of the jazz concert has been completed here in Los Angeles, we continue with this exclusive presentation for the audience of the Armed Forces Radio Service. You will hear from Rex Stewart and his trumpet. The never-before-broadcast first movement from the Duke's famous concert composition for orchestra, the widely heralded Black, Brown, and Beige. But now here is the Duke himself to explain the rest.
Thank you. And now comes Rex Stewart, who is identified with having introduced and popularized Boy Meets Horn in a new thing called Frantic Fantasy. Thank you. Thank you. And next is programmed excerpts from Black, Brown, and Beige. Black, Brown, and Beige, ladies and gentlemen, is a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro. We want to play some of the principal themes. The first is that of the work song, which is titled Black.
Thank you. Joseph Nanton.
And so we close another half hour. The third in this exclusive series of broadcasts of the All-American Jazz Concert. Your local announcer will tell you when you can hear the next program on this station and the Armed Forces Radio Service.